From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea mounts a 2-1 come-from-behind victory over Czechia in their 2026 FIFA World Cup Group A opener. Former President Yoon Suk-yeol is sentenced to 30 years in prison for sending drones to North Korea in an effort to justify his eventual martial law decision. And leaders of South Korea and Italy agreed to elevate bilateral relations to special strategic partnership during their summit in Rome. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. South Korea's national football team has come from behind to defeat Czechia 2-1 in their opening match at the 2026 FIFA World Cup, marking a strong start to their campaign. The Taeguk Warriors conceded first in the second half, but rallied with two goals to seal a dramatic comeback victory in Guadalajara, Mexico. Yoon So-young has more on South Korea's first win at this year's World Cup.
South Korea defeated Czechia 2-1 in their Group A opener at Estadio Akron near Guadalajara, Mexico on Friday at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Czechia took the lead in the 58th minute when captain Ladislav Krejci headed in a long throw-in to beat goalkeeper Kim Seung-gyu. South Korea responded quickly. Hwang In-beom equalized in the 67th minute, chipping the ball over the keeper after breaking through Czechia's defensive line. 12 minutes later, substitute Oh Hyun-gyu completed the comeback, converting a cross to put South Korea ahead. Goalkeeper Kim made two crucial saves late in the match to preserve the lead. South Korea's manager Hong Myung-bo said the victory has created positive momentum for the match against Mexico next week.
I think the fact that our players didn't give up and fought until the end to secure the victory has a much greater positive effect on our team. I would like to congratulate them once again on their victory.
The Taeguk Warriors will face Mexico at the same venue on June 18th, followed by a match against South Africa at Estadio Monterrey in Guadalupe on June 24th. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
Former President Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for ordering a drone operation over North Korea in the months before he declared martial law in December 2024. The Seoul Central District Court on Friday found Yoon guilty of benefiting the enemy on the grounds that military secrets must have been leaked to the North after a drone crash near Pyongyang, as well as abuse of power and obstructing the exercise of rights. A team led by Special Prosecutor Cho Eun-suk requested a 30-year sentence in the case. The court also handed down a 30-year sentence to former Defense Minister Kim Yong-hyun, a 15-year sentence to former Defense Counterintelligence Commander Yeo In-hyung, and a sentence of 3 years suspended for 5 years to former drone operations commander Kim Yong-dae. The court convicted Yoon and the others of ordering the drone incursions around October 2024 in an attempt to escalate military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and provoke a response from the North, which would serve to justify his later martial law bid. The leaders of South Korea and Italy agreed to elevate bilateral relations to a special strategic partnership during their summit in Rome on Thursday. President Lee Jae-myung, in a joint press announcement with Italian President Sergio Mattarella, said that the two sides will open a chapter of new cooperation toward co-prosperity based on their bond of accumulated trust and shared values. The South Korean leader said Seoul and Rome will jointly promote energy security and stability in supply chains despite disruptions, and work together to facilitate the development of their cooperation in trade and investment. He said his Italian counterpart highly regarded Seoul's resolve to resume dialogue and cooperation with North Korea as part of its vision for peaceful coexistence and shared growth, and promised to support such efforts. The South Korean president said the two sides will adopt a strategic two-way action plan for the years 2026 through 2030 in a bid to sufficiently fulfill and monitor achievements from expanding cooperation at the United Nations and elsewhere in the international arena. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that negotiations for a peace agreement with Iran are nearing a final adjustment stage, and that he expects to sign a deal as early as this weekend. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office Thursday, Trump said the administration had just made agreed settlement in the war with Iran and that he expects to finalize and sign it over the next few days, likely via Vice President J.D. Vance in Europe over the weekend. Trump said Iran has agreed that it will never have a nuclear weapon and that the country will in no way, shape or form, have a nuclear weapon or purchase a nuclear weapon. The American president said the Strait of Hormuz will officially reopen and the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports would lift as soon as the deal is signed. The Trump said that Iran's Supreme Leader Mohtaba Khamenei had approved the deal. The Iranian side gave a different response, with a spokesperson from Tehran's foreign ministry saying his country has not yet made a final decision. A recent Gallup Korea poll revealed that 44% of South Koreans support holding a full revote following public outrage over a shortage of ballots during the June 3rd local elections, compared to 48% who do not support a revote. The poll released Friday showed approval was high among those in their 20s and 30s, while opposition prevailed among those in their 40s and older. By age, 67% of respondents aged 18 to 29 agreed with the idea of holding a re-election, as did 62% of those in their 30s. On the other hand, 56% of respondents in their 40s opposed holding a re-election, while 52% of 50-somethings and 63% of those in their 60s were also against the idea. Among the respondents who support the main opposition People Power Party, 62% were in favor of a new vote, and among those who support the ruling Democratic Party, 65% were against it. The survey of 1,002 people nationwide, age 18 and older, conducted Tuesday through Thursday, has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, with a 95% confidence level. Bank of Korea Governor Shin Yeon-sung has signaled the need to raise the benchmark interest rate at the next monetary policy meeting amid the inflationary pressure stemming from the crisis in the Middle East. At a ceremony to mark the 76th anniversary of the founding of the central bank on Friday, Shin said data collected following last month's monetary policy session showed that growth, prices, and financial stability were all pointing in the same direction. Shin said that though monetary policy inevitably faces trade-offs due to policy variables, those trade-offs are currently not significant, calling for a rate hike without delay with an eye to stabilizing prices. Shin's remarks come as the BOK left the key rate steady at 2.5% for the 8th consecutive session last month, but said it would determine the timing of a future rate hike based on inflation trends. In preparation for the Seoul Queer Parade in downtown Seoul this weekend, as well as rallies by opposition groups, the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said it will deploy more than 200 police officers to the area to direct traffic and ensure public safety. The organizers of this year's Seoul Queer Culture Festival said they will hold a rally near Jonggak Station and Uljiro Ilga Station starting at 2 p.m. Saturday to kick off the headline parade. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index spiked 359.67 points, or 4.63% on Friday, to close at 8,123.62. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 32.12 points, or 3.22%, to close at 1,029.05. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.